Grain futures, we are again a sharpie lower on the session for soybeans, lower for corn, lower for wheat. Wheat made its lows mostly last night. Still no reaction off to the bottom side, but we are continuing this nonstop get me out no matter what selling from the index funds as open interest was high early last week. And of course, China has been trading for 2,000 years. We've only been trading for about 178 years of the Chicago Board of Trade. So the Chinese have us by a factor of five on the reality of they know how to game the markets if they're going to buy. Weather was looking better. And we also have the fact the markets earlier this week decoupled from the energy markets, and we're likely trading right now a factor of $60 crude oil versus $90 crude oil where it's at right now. So there needs to be some adjustment on crude oil soon, or this decoupling factor could be part of a problem. But let's talk about the third element, the Chinese. Now, the Chinese, there is some new Section 301s going to be applied, replacing certain tariffs that are being expired. But the Chinese knew full well of this back on May 15th when the summit ended. But when you're the Chinese and you agree to buy the amount that they were going to buy, 25 million metric tons of new crop beans for 3 years and another $17 billion in ag investment, well, they're not just going to step in and do everything right now. All they got to do is lay in the weeds. And all these index funds that are run by 28 to 35-year-old MITs, they have no patience. They're under the gun. They got to make money every quarter or else they could lose their job. And what do? They bail, giving this massive washout in the marketplace that I'm sure the Chinese are smiling over. What we do know is the Chinese do not want to cross President Trump because they don't want to be texted about at 2:30 in the morning what idiots and scumbags and all these other words he uses when describing people that they are. They will adhere to it, but they don't have to do it on May 15th, which the trade wanted to see. They don't have to do it on June 1st. They don't actually have to do it on June 15th, but as we get down the road, they will be doing it, and that'll bring support back into the market, which, by the way, we were selling a pretty good amount of corn all winter without cheap prices, and now we've pushed our prices back down spot contract to where we were back in October. Back then, it was $4.09. Where we were back on the January bearish crop report, we hit a low of 417. Today, we hit a low of 421.5 so far, not too far from it. But we're at the bottom side of that range. Corn new crop was always trading at the bottom side, 440, 450. The wheat trade has given up about $1.30 in the Kansas wheat side from their highs. Chicago about $1.10 for theirs so far. Soybeans, that's a little different animal. That's just now starting to break down, and we're about 80 cents off the highs. And, you know, when you do the percentage movement, they could still go some more yet. But the point is, this won't last forever. It's still another 40 days of summer weather that can all of a sudden see a hot, dry forecast. Just a fear of one can freak the market out and put 30 cents on new crop corn. And the reality of returning China could also bring a bounce on this corn for those that missed out on selling opportunities on the second quarter rally we've always been anticipating and finally got. Across the board, we're lower. The least amount of losses are in the wheat trade. We find the Kansas July wheat down 5.5 cents, 618.5 down a nickel on September, 630.5 as we go to Chicago. July down 7 cents at 580.5, down 6.5 on September, 594.25. Minneapolis, July, down 7.5, 618.75. September giving up 5.25, 645.75. December off 4.5 at 667.25. On the corn, July down 9.25, 422.25. December off 9 at 450.75. In the soybean market, July down 32.25, 1121.75. November down 31.75 at 1135.5. The spreads for the, I should say, the products down 970 a ton for July meal, 311.11. July bean oil down 265, 76.07. And that November canola contract down $16 today, 785.90. On the cattle trade, as you know, they found it eventually. We knew it was going to happen, just no matter what day it was. Well, that day was yesterday. A three-week-old calf in South Texas had screwworm on its navel. It was confirmed in Ames, Iowa, where the laboratory test is. And the market opened sharply lower. And it's now up the expanded new and improved limits of $10.75, likely on its way to a $16 limit tomorrow. Well, the reasoning this occurred is the Band-Aid was finally pulled off. The discounts to cash that were substantial on the feeder cattle market and live cattle market are getting unwound because like the way of BSE and E. coli in the late 80s and early 90s, it eventually doesn't matter anymore because the protocols are so tight, it is not going into the food supply anyway. It's a producer problem. The nice thing about the New World screwworm is if caught early, it can be an application can be applied to treat for it, and the animal does not have to be necessarily destroyed unless it's far enough along in the event. And the reality of screwworm now is out there. It's part of the country. People are worried, well, maybe it means feeders will start coming off the border someday as we homogenize the herd. Not necessarily so. Our protocols are much tighter in the U.S. We can fly planes spraying these sterile screwworms to set back any production, whereas in Mexico, no, those planes ain't flying all the time. They're broke down a lot. Parks can't get there to fix the planes a lot because why? The cartels don't want these planes in the air with CIA operatives in them, probably they're thinking, taking photographs of all their marijuana fields and what other cocaine-producing areas that they have. So with that, it's a different world than the U.S. Cattle futures rebounding smartly. June cattle up 270, 349.32. August up 370, 241.55. October up 487, 233.87. We're up the 10.75 limit on the front three feeder cattle contracts. If they stay there into the close, we'll have expanded $16 limits tomorrow. Currently 353.37 on August feeders, September 350.07, October 345.65, up 10.62 November. 343.17, up 10.20 on January, up 10.57 on January, 337.57. Feeder index today down 243 to 359.21. Hogs also lower still on the day, down 32 cents on the July contract, 101.67, off 45 cents on October, 85.57. Gold up 38 bucks, 4,505. Silver July up 51 cents, 74.20. Crude oil, she's down today, down 367, 92.35. Gasoline, August off 11.25 cents, 296.14. Diesel fuel off 16.5 cents a gallon, $3.61. Any questions about commodity trading futures or information on what is going on out there, go to heartlandinvest.com. 30-day free trial to our newsletter to check it out. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.